The main concourse is the busiest and most beautiful part of Grand Central. Every day, approximately 750,000 people cross this massive space, which is larger than the nave of Notre Dame Cathedral. The space is close to 150 meters long and has double staircases on each end, modeled after the stairs in the Paris Opera House. There are many things to see in this room, so let's start with the information booth. Walk to the booth with the four-sided clock on the top and stop and press play. The information booth is a busy place that typically receives over 1,000 questions per hour. It is also a popular meeting spot for New Yorkers. The booth is instantly recognizable due to the famous four-sided clock that sits atop it. The clock is done in brass and was made in Waterbury, Connecticut. People often cite the value of the clock to be tens of millions of dollars. Whatever the actual value, it is a well-loved, iconic feature. When you look on the top of the clock, you will see a carving of an acorn and an oak leaf. You can actually see these all over the terminal, because they are a symbol of the Vanderbilt family. Out of tiny acorns grow mighty oaks, a saying that resonated with self-made man Cornelius Vanderbilt. You can't see from the outside, but inside the information booth there is a secret spiral staircase. It leads to the downstairs information booth, a level below. There are actually many fascinating features in Grand Central that can't be seen by visitors. One of these is the mysterious room, M42. M42 is so secret that it doesn't appear on a single drawing or blueprint for the building. Its existence wasn't even confirmed until the 1980s. M42, which is about 13 stories below where you are standing, contains the massive rotary converters that keep the electricity at Grand Central running. During World War II, guarding this room was a top priority. Adolf Hitler knew of its existence and wanted to destroy it. Being a major hub, Grand Central was key for moving troops and war materials on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Disabling Grand Central would have caused a massive jam-up. This kind of plot would not have involved anything high-tech. The rotary converters could be destroyed with sand. Dumping sand over the hot converters would have turned the sand into glass, destroying the rotary and cutting the power to Grand Central. For this reason, the guards outside M42 had orders to shoot intruders on site. If civilians were caught down there, they would have been kept down there for the duration of the war. This gives you an idea of how very seriously the secret of M42 was taken. There were spies sent from Germany to attack M42, but they were caught by the FBI before they made it there. Today, M42 is still down there, working to keep this place running. Unlike M42, most details in Grand Central can be seen by visitors, but many only by those who are looking very closely. If you look up at the ceiling, you will see a dark circle right next to Pisces the fish. This is a remnant from the time that the main concourse was home to an American Redstone missile silo. The missile was placed here in 1957 to reassure Americans after the Soviet Union launched Sputnik. The hole was cut to get the needle nose of the missile into place. After the missile was taken out, it was decided that the ceiling would be left as it was, a testament to the many uses of the terminal over the years. The starry ceiling above you is one of the most famous features of the terminal. It depicts the constellations of the zodiac. Astronomy experts were consulted to design the ceiling, which has 2,500 stars. People come from all over the world to admire it, but if you really know your astronomy, you will notice some odd things. First of all, the vantage point is not supposed to be New York City. The constellations are arranged to depict the view from the Mediterranean. The bigger issue is that the ceiling is actually backwards. Many constellations are in reverse order from how they would actually appear in the night sky. This was promptly noticed by a commuter in 1913. The Vanderbilt family defended their ceiling, saying it was on purpose, and it was meant to be from the perspective of God looking down. Whether that's true or it was a mistake made by the painters with a convenient explanation, we'll never really know. Despite the inaccuracy, it is beautiful. You'll see that some of the stars are done with bright lights. This is to depict that those are closer to Earth and would appear brighter in the night sky. From the floor of the main concourse, look for the stairs that have the words "To Vanderbilt Avenue, Campbell Apartment" over them, so not the stairs with the Apple Store. Walk up these stairs until you are by Michael Jordan's steakhouse. Look up and to the right if you're facing the exit. Up where the blue ceiling meets the white marble, just to the left of the line, you will see a dark rectangle.